USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Anderson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Energy Department plans to roll back efforts to eliminate expensive incandescent light bulbs and instead keep them available along with a more energy-efficient LED light bulb. National Resources Defense Council Director Noah Horowitz says legal action will be taken.
They cost consumers an extra $12 billion a year to operate, and we're using 25 more power plants worth of electricity to keep those inefficient bulbs illuminated. And that's causing about 34 million extra tons of carbon dioxide, the main pollutant responsible for global warming.
Once again, a major German automaker is in trouble over misleading the public. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Volkswagen and its CEO has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission with defrauding American investors by grossly misleading them about the vehicle's quality and environmental compliance and the company's financial standing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency across Wisconsin due to melting snow and heavy rainfall. WSAW-TV's Gerald Ballard is in the village of Clover, just west of Green Bay.
The village of Clover says they were prepared for a flood. They just didn't expect this much water.
The area was not flooded at all, and just like snapping your fingers, all of a sudden we had a wall of water.
Many residents were told to evacuate their homes as early as 2 in the morning. The village turning their municipal building into an emergency evacuation shelter, and several roads had to be closed, causing multiple delays.
Right when we think we are at the tip of things and have things under control, all of a sudden a new area is breaking out with respect to flooding.
According to one new study, social media may be causing a rise in mental health disorders in young people, especially teenagers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The study finds the amount of U.S. teenagers and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts rose significantly over the last 10 years. The researchers say there was an especially large spike in 2011, and they cite that as the year that social media emerged in a big way. The study was published by the American Psychological Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.